This is HPR episode 2019 entitled, A Pi Project and an OwnCloud Project. It is hosted by Matt McGraw, G33K Dad, and is about 17 minutes long. The summary is a short episode where I describe a couple of geeky projects I've been working on.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. My name is Matt McGraw. I am the stay-at-home geek dad in Northern California, and I am recording an episode for you this evening. I just listened to Ken Fallon's show where he was talking about the fact that the numbers of shows in the queue has dwindled to close to zero. And so because I love HPR and I want HPR to continue, I decided I would record a show. So this is a show that I'm talking to you about a couple of projects, little tech projects that I've been working on at my house and in my life. And so I want to tell you a little bit about those. As always, links will be in the show notes and along with a copy of my outline. So I hope you'll find some use from what I'm about to tell you. And if it's new information, that's great. And if it's not, that's great too. And if you have any comments, please feel free to leave them on the episode page or to contact me directly by email. I'll be giving my email address at the end of the show, and it will also be in the show notes. So the first project involves a Raspberry Pi. I got a Raspberry Pi 2 for Christmas. Well, I technically got an Amazon gift card and used that to buy a Raspberry Pi and a case for Christmas. And I've tried a couple things. I installed OwnCloud on it. I'm a big fan of OwnCloud. I'm probably going to be doing an OwnCloud episode in a little bit, once I have a little bit more information fleshed out about what exactly I want to talk about. But also the second project that I'm going to talk about in this show involves OwnCloud. So hopefully that will be something you can enjoy as well. So anyway, I got my Raspberry Pi for Christmas. And I installed, like I said, I tried OwnCloud on it. I tried the Ubuntu Mate desktop, which actually runs very, very well on the Raspberry Pi. And if I needed a desktop, that would be a great one to use because it's snappy and just does everything it's supposed to do. One thing I do really love, however, aside from technology, is music. And I know there are quite a few music lovers of varying stripes on the show. And or that have hosted shows for HPR. So you all can understand how important it is to be able to get to your music and listen to what you want when you want. And to that end, I have an Amazon Echo, which I love. And as long as I'm, you know, wanting to play Pandora or some tune-in stations I can do through that, and iHeartRadio, and of course Amazon Prime streaming music. But I have quite a bit of a collection of my own music that I have converted from CDs to FLAC, and I have a little NAS device. It's a Western Digital MyCloud 2 terabyte that sits on my home network, and I have a lot of my audio files there. And I also really enjoy some web radios, like the channels from Soma FM. Couple of my favorites are, of course, Groove Salad and Beat Blender and Space Station Soma, and some of the more down-tempo, chill and ambient stations I really enjoy listening to when I go to sleep or when I'm trying to work on something and I need background noise. But I don't do so well if my background noise has words, so that's why these things are really good options for me. So I've looked at Sonos and many of the other digital radio streaming household music player devices, and they're all really cool and they're all quite expensive, and I figured there has to be a better way. And it's funny because both of the projects I'm going to talk about tonight are on this show. I mean, tonight where I am on the west coast of the United States. The second project I'm going to talk about is also there's a proprietary project that can do this, but I wanted to do it myself for cheaper kind of project. So anyway, back to the Raspberry Pi and music. I knew that you could set up the Pi to stream music to it and then play it through speakers. So I looked into a couple different ways of doing that. And I could have set up a regular desktop with an audio player and then used VNC or whatever. I could have set up an MPD instance and done it that way. But I knew that there were, or I assumed that there were some ready-made distros for the Pi that would do this. So the first one I looked at is called Pi Music Box. And our good friend Nightwise in Belgium had recommended Pi Music Box. And it's good. It worked. It did what I wanted it to do. But the interface was a little clunky. And I was really going to be using it mostly from my phone. And I didn't think that the phone interface for Pi Music Box was the best one. So I came across another distro called Rune Audio. RuneAudio. And again, as I said, the link will be in the show notes, but it's an Arch-based Pi distro, and it's available for all three models, all three base models of the Raspberry Pi, both the 1, 2, and 3. And basically, it is a very pared-down instance of Arch Linux and a pre-installed and configured MPD server. And then it has its own client that you can run on Android. I'm not sure if they have an iOS app right now, but the Android app works great on both phone and tablet. And also they have a web interface. It's all basically the same interface, just scales for whatever size screen you're working with. So and I'm familiar with MPD. I've used it in the past. I actually got really geeky with my music one time and installed MPD on my laptop and then used a client to play my music instead of just, you know, using one of the bloated players like Rhythmbox or Banshee or Amarok or one of those. So the tech in Rune Audio is just, it's really cool and it's really well developed. And basically the steps are simple. You flash the image to the SD card, and you boot it. You boot the Pi. Generally speaking, you have to boot the with a network cable connected, because it doesn't, at least on the Pi 2, doesn't recognize the Wi-Fi dongle that I use, and there's no way for it to connect to my password protected, you know, WPA protected Wi-Fi network at home anyway, because there'd be no way to give it the keys. But so you boot it up with a network card attached, and our network cables, excuse me, attached. And after it finishes booting, which actually can take a little bit because it's setting up a whole bunch of things, and the first boot always takes the longest. But you can just connect to http://runeaudio/ on your local network, or runeaudio.local, depending on how you have your home network set up. And it's really simple. There's basically three sections to the interface. There's the library, there's the now playing, and there's the queue. And then of course there's a settings panel where you can tell it what the Wi-Fi network is and give your Wi-Fi passphrase and any number of little options like that. So for my use case, I used the facility that Rune Audio has in order to mount Samba Share from the NAS box on my network. And I pointed it at the music directory and I hit index and it pulled all the songs and I pulled all the tags. And most of my songs, I have the cover art embedded in the MP3, but some of them I just have like a cover.jpg in the folder. And regardless, it finds those pieces of cover art in the file system and displays them on the client, whether it's the control interface, whether it's the tablet or my smartphone or my laptop. And you can create playlists and you can queue up files, and it works really well. And then in terms of web radios, it really wants a direct server link. So sometimes, like if your local radio station, like my local NPR station here in California is Capital Public Radio, and they provide an M3U playlist. Some web radios offer a .pls playlist. And basically, Rune Audio can't decipher those as they come. But you can open each of them up with a text editor, and there's always a HTTP address in there that ends in .ogg or .mp3 or whatever format, .aac, whatever format the stream is playing. And use that URL and paste it in. And I've added 5 or 6 web radios to Rune Audio, a couple different stations from Soma FM, and also a couple of different streams from Capital Public Radio here out of Sacramento. So it works really well, and I have it plugged into a old dual CD plus iPod dock bookshelf stereo system, and it sounds great. Now, there's one caveat, and that is that the analog audio out from the Raspberry Pi 2 is not very good quality. I tried plugging headphones in it. I tried plugging just a regular 1/8-inch stereo cable into a set of speakers, and it didn't sound good at all coming out of the Pi. So I ordered an $8 USB sound card. It's basically just a USB dongle with an 1/8-inch stereo headphone jack and an 1/8-inch stereo microphone jack. And I connected from the headphone jack to my bookshelf stereo system, and it works like a dream and it sounds great. And I can log into the Pi via the, like I said, the web interface or the Android app and queue up some music and just let it play in my family room while I'm getting the kids ready for school or doing dishes or whatever it is. So anyway, that's the first project that I've been working on. And I'll be right back to tell you about the second one.
Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, so the second project that I wanted to tell you about relies on my own cloud server and an Android app called PicFrame. That's PicFrame, all one word. And I will put links to the Android app and also to the webpage about PicFrame in the show notes. But the basic idea is that you can turn any old Android device into a digital photo frame. And it can read photos off of the local SD card that's in whatever device or the local memory of the device that you're running it on. But the really neat part is that you can point it at an OwnCloud instance and it will pull photos from the OwnCloud instance and display those on whatever device you're using as a digital photo frame. This works out really well for me because I have older parents that are here and live very close to me, but they don't always get to go on trips with the kids that we take them on, or they may not be available to go to the zoo when we go to the zoo or to the beach or wherever. And so what I'm able to do is take pictures with my cell phone while I'm out and about, and I can be essentially anywhere in the world taking pictures with my cell phone, and then I can then upload them to a special account I have set up on my own cloud server that all it contains is pictures. And the photo frame, that's actually a 6-inch Fire HD tablet, Amazon Fire HD 6 tablet, that one of my kids got a new version of, a slightly bigger screen. So we had the 6-inch left over, and I just took that over to my mom and dad's. I loaded up the app, and I pointed it at the own cloud server. And it's really cool because I can just upload a photo, and the refresh window on the app can be set. And I believe the lowest setting is an hour. So once an hour, it'll pull the server for new photos. And if there are any new photos, it just adds them to the slideshow. So it's really cool. I can be out with my kids and take a picture with my phone and upload it to my own cloud server. And I know that within an hour, there's going to be a brand new photo on my mom and dad's photo frame. So that's just, that's, again, these are not difficult projects or anything that have taken a whole lot of technical know-how on my end, especially, but they were projects that I had been trying to find proprietary solutions for, and found it so much better to be able to roll my own. I know that I think it was Polaroid or Kodak had a Wi-Fi enabled photo frame a few years back that would pull photos out of your Facebook stream or from an email address, and that's how they would get the pictures for their frame. But it was $80 or $90, and you know, I already have my own cloud server, and I had this tablet lying around, and the Android app is free, so it just seemed like the right way to go. And so anyway, those are the two projects that I've been working on, and things that I'm kind of proud of, the way I've been able to introduce a little bit of the geek, a little bit of the hacker ethos into my life and into the lives of my family. And I hope that all of you can get out there and do the same thing. Please check the show notes if you want to find out about Rune Audio or about PicFrame. I'm more than happy to field questions either from the comment form on the episode page, or if you'd like to email me directly. My email address is Matty, M-A-T-T-Y, at thestrangeland.net. And again, that'll be in the show notes. I would love to hear from you. And thanks for listening. Hey, get out there, hit the big red record button, record a show for HPR. We need shows. We need shows. We need shows. Get out there and record a show for HPR. Ken will thank you. I will thank you. The myriad listeners of HPR will thank you, so that we don't have to shutter this project. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.